It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. If you own a pet, chances are you consider them a member of the family. So why wouldn't you take them on a family vacation? Truth be told, some people would rather travel with their pet than the human members of the family. Rather than have others look after your pet or leave your pooch in a kennel, why not take them along? Here to offer tips on traveling with your pet is Elaine LaBalme, a contributing editor to the eZine Pop City, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's great to be here.
All right, New Girl, traveling with your pet, probably fun for the humans, but is it really all that much fun for your cat or your dog?
Well, let me say this. Pets, as I think we all know, love company. So if the alternative for them were to be to stay at home for a week and they're home alone or go out with the family, something tells me they'd rather go out with the fam.
Yeah, my experience is they like to come along.
They absolutely do. Now, I will say this. It's probably easier for dogs than cats. I don't think too many of us do long-distance travel with the cats, but dogs love it. So and probably car travel is a bit easier. It's gotten a little bit more fraught of late, you know, with the airlines and it tends to be that, you know, your trips you take by car are a little bit shorter. So that probably works better. I would recommend car travel.
So how about some basic rules of the road? What do you need to know for especially the health and safety of your pet before leaving home with your pets in tow?
Absolutely. And what I would say is you have to have a plan. I think this is akin to traveling with your kids, where before you leave, you want to know every step of the destination. You want to know if, you know, when you're getting to point B, what the activities are going to be. Is there going to be, you know, a crib, every place where everybody can sleep? Is everything, you know, age appropriate, in this case, pet appropriate? You can't just assume that when you get to your destination, everything's going to work out. You're going to have a place for them to stay and that they're going to be welcome everywhere. You absolutely need to check in advance. Are you going to need a pet sitter? Are you going to want to leave them in a kennel? You know, can you take them with you everywhere you go? Probably not. But at least where car travel is concerned, I think one basic rule to make the trip easier for everyone is to take them out for a long walk, long run before you get in the car. Tire them out just like you would with a baby. And that way they'll be more relaxed, probably will sleep in the car. Everybody will be happier.
And but, remember that they have to take potty breaks too.
Absolutely. And one thing I'll mention, there is a place for those who want to bring their pet but realize that, you know, maybe they just don't have the bandwidth to do all of the planning. This outfit is in 19 different states, I should say, this group. They're called Best Friends Pet Care. And it's something of a vacation for the pet too. You can board them. I mean, they've got rooms for them with flat screen TVs. I hope they're turned on to the Animal Channel. Treats for them. Listen to this. You can get cuddling for your pet. $8 for 10 minutes. I think some humans could probably use that. But you could, there's just, I mean, it winds up being a great break for your pet. And you've got them sort of close by and you're not leaving them home alone for, say, a week.
So what comes to mind in terms of day trips or weekend getaways?
Okay, a couple thoughts. There's this really fun thing some folks told me about. It's called Canine Camp Getaway. It's in Lake George, New York. And this is the ultimate sort of bonding trip with you and your pet. This is, oh, I don't know, 7-8 hours away from Pittsburgh. You know, you can do all kinds of fun, sort of goofy things like decorating, you know, dog treats and whatnot. There's a yappy hour every day where you can have beer with your pet and just kind of hang out with them. So truly, there's all kinds of things you can do over a long weekend with your pet. So if you're really attached to your pooch, I would say consider that. If you want to do the old weekend in Vegas thing, I got to tell you, the most pet-friendly property in Las Vegas is probably Caesars. So you can, you know, have all sorts of fun in Vegas and everything stays in Vegas and your dog's going to keep your secret too. Close to home, I'm going to say. I know we're having too much fun here today. Ohio Pyle State Park is dog and cat-friendly, although I can't think of anyone who's actually going to go hiking with their cat, but they make it very clear on their website.
Put it in your backpack. With plenty of room to breathe.
Maybe you can put your cat in your backpack. I don't think it's going to work very well with my cats, but that's a story for another day.
Much as some hotels and restaurants are carving out a niche for green travelers, are there such places welcoming pet-enabled travelers?
Absolutely. And two hotel companies rise straight to the top. Kimpton Hotels, they're very pet-friendly. They offer pet sitting, you know, the pet bowls, treats, pet beds, pet massage, pet walking. I want to grow up to be a dog at a Kempton hotel, I think. So that's something to consider. As a matter of fact, I remember being at the Hotel Monaco Kempton property in Chicago last year, and a lot of folks were there with their dogs, brought them to the human happy hour. And I can't say how much fun everybody had just because there were three or four or five dogs at happy hour along with the humans having the wine and beer. So that's pretty cool. Art and Soul, restaurant I really enjoy in D.C., part of the Afinia Hotel chain, which is pet-friendly. They offer two cuts of steak and a $4 Bowser beer for your dog. I don't know what's in that Bowser beer, but it's probably pretty good
Bowser
stuff.
Bowser beer.
Bowser beer.
So I'm hoping it's non-alcoholic.
I'm sure it is.
Now, pets on a plane, that sounds a lot better than snakes on a plane, but does it really work? And if you have a pet snake, can you bring the snake on the plane?
But
probably
is
not.
Is Samuel L. Jackson going to come along, too? That is the question. But, as to whether it works, I'm going to say yes and no. It's certainly pricey. The airlines, I think, are just looking at this as a profit source here. So it's gotten way more expensive to bring your pet. There are a lot of rules. They're airline specific, so you've absolutely got to check beforehand. I remember one I got caught on a few years ago. The airlines will not even take your pet if on day of, at any point along the journey, the destination, the temp's going to be over 85 or under 20 mm-hmm. degrees. And they enforce that. My cat got left at the gate. So you need to also book early because these spots book up quickly, and you can't just assume that your dog's going to be okay. Snub-nosed dogs, breathing problems, won't let them on.
There seems to be a bit of confusion around whether pets are permitted in national parks or even Pennsylvania state parks. So what's the deal there, Elaine?
The simple answer is that they are allowed in national parks. However, you have to, again, check with each specific park to see where in the park they're allowed. State parks, in PA, the rules seem a little bit more lax, but again, very park specific. You have more latitude in state parks than you do in national parks.
So it's like there's some things you definitely have to work around, but with some simple planning, you can take your pet along for your vacation.
Absolutely. And this is really rule one of travel. Plan in advance. Saves you a lot of headaches. Saves you money, too. And it makes your time more enjoyable.
And the person who always brings us those tips is Elaine LaBalm, contributing editor. Easy for me to say. Contributing editor for the Easy and Pop City, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine LaBalm, as always, a pleasure visiting with you.
Yeah, likewise.